Amen. How many of y'all have been getting things from it? Amen. It's helping out. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn over to Proverbs 20:27. Please. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Amen. Also, in my Bible, I have a King James. By the word candle, it's got a number 4. And if you look over in the margin, it says a lamp. So, you know, that's kind of our vernacular nowadays because we got lamps. We don't use really candles unless all the power goes out, right? So the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly, right? Amen. Turn over to Romans 8, please. Amen. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Amen. Because guess how God's leading us, correct? Through our spirit man, ain't it?
Yes.
Amen. Absolutely, he is. God's leading us through our spirit man, right?
Yes.
Amen. God's leading us through our spirit man, right? Amen. God's leading us through our spirit man, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He is, absolutely. If we believe it or not, he is. You know, and the more we suppress it, listening to the Holy Ghost, the less we're going to hear him.
Yes, sir, that's right.
That's it. Yeah. That's just plain and simple. You constantly suppress it, say, I ain't going to do that, or nah, I ain't going to do that. Well, you know, I mean, you do that to somebody long enough, they'll stop speaking to you.
Right.
Might as well say amen. Amen.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can always just get corrected, say, you know, God, I repent for that. I ask you to forgive me, and then move forward from there. It's not the end of the line. Amen. God has grace, right? Amen. Thank God. I mean, I understand that a lot of times we base grace off of our lifestyle or somebody else's lifestyle. Amen. All right, so we might as well just go ahead and get in it, right? Amen. What I mean about that is, a lot of people are just ugly. They don't have any forgiveness. They're not forgiving. They're not understanding. You mess up and they want to jump all over you. So that's what I mean by a lot of people base God's grace off of people's grace. God's not like that. Not at all. God is forgiving. And thank God for it, because I know I've messed up a lot. Amen. And every time I've repented, he said, all right. Amen. Every single time. Amen. And thank God for it. Because if the grace wasn't there, we'd all just be done. I'm telling you right now, because I ain't met anybody that's perfect.
Amen.
I haven't. Amen. So thank God for his grace to help us. Amen. To help us every single day. Well, I've missed it so many times. Well, join the crowd. Who hasn't? Who hasn't missed it? Amen. But thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace. It's not just because you miss it. Well, that's it. I might as well just stop. Why? You know, it's like doing any kind of sport or learning how to drive. The first time you was learning how to drive, did you hit a curb? Did you forget to put on your blinker? Did you just give up after that then? Amen. You didn't. You continue to do it. I mean, a lot of people still might be hitting curbs. Let's be honest. We got people. Yeah, that's me. I hit one the other day. I was like, what? Is this my first day driving right now? I was so aggravated at myself. I was like, these are brand new tires, Ricky. What are you doing driving over the curb? But moving along. Amen. Sidetracked. Amen. Let's pray and get into it. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost, the one that lives on the inside of us, the helper, the guide, the comforter, and the teacher, Father God. So Holy Ghost, sir, we ask you to unveil and reveal truth to us from the word this morning that I didn't plan on saying, for not only for this crowd, this congregation, but also, Father God, for myself. And I thank you, Father God, for your anointing. for your anointing on my life. And I thank you, Father God, for unction this morning. Unction from the Holy Ghost. Unction. Unction this morning. And Father God, we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it in advance. Everybody agreed, said, Amen. So the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. I'm still stuck on Proverbs 20:27 for a minute. Is the candle of the Lord. We went over this, you know, whenever we first started teaching, but I think I need to highlight some things real fast, or not highlight, but just go over. So the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So God enlightened us through our spirit man. If you're born again, everybody has a spirit man, even if you're born again or not. You understand that?
Yeah.
Everybody has a spirit man, whether you're born again or not. But whenever you're born again, the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you.
Yes.
Right? Amen. So if I shut all the lights off in this house, would you be led? Or would you be able to move very fast? Would you be able to find things really quickly? No. But the Spirit of God on the inside of us leading us, even though the world might be dark, the Spirit of God on the inside of us will lead us. He'll lead us. He's the light. He's the light. He will lead us, even though we might not know what to do. Do I need to sell right now? Do I need to keep this? Do I need to do that? Do I need to sell my stock? He'll let you know in advance. Before anything happens, he'll let you know in advance. And you have to understand that. He's not just letting you run through the world, figuring it out on your own, guessing and hoping that you make a good decision. Because what kind of God would we have to do that? But he said that he sent us, Jesus said, I got to go. If I don't go, the comforter can't come, right? The comforter, the paraclete means helper, teacher, standby, right? But the helper. Well, what does somebody do that's a helper? At school, a teacher has a what? An assistant, which is also, what do they do? Do they just laugh at the kids that don't know how to do it? Ha! Well, I guess you don't understand it. Whatever is needed, they help. Right? That's what they do. They help. They're there to help. So if somebody runs into a situation, somebody runs into a problem they don't understand, runs into something that they have no idea what to do, the helper's there. The helper's there. The helper's there. All right, well, look, you messed up on this one. Just back up one step and then just do this and this and this. Oh, I get that now. Okay, I see that. All right. That's what the helper does. The helper is there to help. If the helper doesn't help, it should not have the title of helper then. But are we using the helper? That's the thing. See, the helper's there to help. But if I never raise my hand and say, hey, I got a question. I got a problem right here. Can you help me with it? If I never ask, then I can't get mad at the helper. I can't believe you just let me go through that. I can't believe you just let that happen. Well, did you ask for help? Well, I can't believe you let me fail this test because I told you I didn't understand it. No, you didn't say nothing. You just didn't understand it and then kept quiet about it. All right, I'm on this side. Amen. Amen. So the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, right? God leads us through our spirit man, right? Amen. So once I wrote down, once the light hits, all the hazards that could have hurt me became visible in the light. All the hazards, all the things Satan might have set up to get me off track, get me off course, they became visible now. Amen. And so now you're able to just to move right around them, go do what you need to do. Amen. See, things Satan tries to set up in darkness, but God, hallelujah, the Spirit of God on the inside of us, he leads us every single day of our life. We should not ever run into a situation where we go, I can't believe that happened. Yeah. We shouldn't. Well, now you're getting crazy. Am I? Or does the Bible say that the Spirit of God is the candle of the Lord? And then if you read over in Romans, right? Let's read it real fast. Romans 14. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by their senses, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by situations in life, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by cheap prices, for as many as are led by raises at a job, For as many as are led by what?
The Spirit of God.
They are who?
The Son of God.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the?
Son of God.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of?
God.
Amen. Are we being led constantly? Amen. Are we constantly being led? Because he will constantly lead us from victory to victory to victory to victory to victory. Satan might try to throw up defeat, but we can make it through defeat right into victory. Well, I said through defeat. Well, we will go through defeat. We don't have to stay there and accept defeat. Defeat will show up, but we right through defeat. It might look like defeat, but it's victory. Because the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us will not lead me into calamity, will not lead me into destruction. He'll lead me into victory every single day of my life if I allow him.
Yes.
Amen. The Weis translation says, for as many as are being constantly led by God's Spirit, these are sons of God. Constantly led. Amen. Constantly led. Amen. You know, speaking of constantly led as well, it's, so let's say you get on Marketplace or you buy something from somebody and it breaks down.
Yeah.
Do you have the right to get mad at them?
No.
I can't believe they knew this was junk. They said it was good and it's now it doesn't work. And I'm going to message them back. Tell them they need to give me my money back right now. See, a lot of people are real hesitant. They're like, yeah, well, they knew it was junk. Well, are you a child of God, and are you led by the Spirit of God or not? You should be more upset with yourself than you are at them, because you knew good and well I should have asked before I got this, and the Spirit of God will let me know if it's junk or not.
Yes,
amen. 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 See, the reason this is just kind of so weird to some people, because they've never really looked at it, so they've always, well, they've lived life with making their own decisions.
Yeah.
And so now, talking about being led by the Spirit of God, that's just kind of, that's weird.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, I'm a grown man or grown woman. You know, I've done good so far. Yeah, but how many times have we missed it? How many times have we lost money, made bad decisions? Because if I'm led by the Spirit of God, I have 100% success rate. 100%. I'm going to go with that every single time. Amen. Okay. Turn over to 1 Corinthians, please. Let's get to you can pull it up in the Passion, 1 Corinthians, about 19. We started this, I think, last Sunday. Chapter 1, verse 19. Sorry, I just said verse 19. Well, you should have known. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I ain't trying to ask you to be psychic, because a lot of people will. Amen. I will, for it is written, I will dismantle the wisdom of the wise, and I will invalidate the intelligence of the scholars. Amen. Let me pull it up on my.
Okay.
Thank you. So where there, verse 20, so where is the wise philosopher who understands? Where is the expert scholar who comprehends? And where is the skilled debater of our time who can win a debate with God? Hasn't God demonstrated that the wisdom of this world's system is utter foolishness? For in his wisdom, God designed that all the world's wisdom would be insufficient to lead people to the discovery of himself. Amen. He took great delight in baffling the wisdom of the world by using the simplicity of preaching the story of the cross in order to save those who believe it. For the Jews constantly demand to see miraculous signs, while those who are not Jews constantly cling to the world's wisdom. Amen. But we preach the crucified Messiah. The Jews stumble over him, and the rest of the world sees him as foolishness. But for those who have been chosen to follow him, both Jews and Greeks, amen, he is God's mighty power, God's true wisdom, and our Messiah. Next. For the foolish things of God have proven to be wiser, than human wisdom. And the feeble things of God have proven to be far, far more powerful than any human ability. Right? Next. Brothers and sisters, consider who you were when God called you to salvation. Not many of you were wise scholars by human standards. Amen. Hallelujah. Nor were many of you in position of power. Not many of you were considered the elite when you answered God's call. But God chose those whom the world considered foolish to shame those who think they are wise. Amen. Because, see, the wisdom of God will have you making decisions that anybody that's went to school for 900 years make them look just dumb. They'll be looking at something for years and years, and the Spirit of God will give you the answer, and you'll be like, well, why don't you do this and this? And they'll be like, well, how'd you figure that out? How do you know that? The Spirit of God on the inside of you makes you a genius. Makes you a genius. Well, I didn't finish high school. That's got nothing to do with it. Schooling's got nothing to do with you being a genius, because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. He'll show you things about stuff to help you make decisions. Even at work, they could be going over something and not figuring it out, and the Spirit of God will tell you how to fix it, and you go to the boss and say, hey, I believe you should try this, this, and this, and it works. And now, every time decisions need to be made, guess who they're coming to? They're not going to the engineers and everybody, because they obviously don't understand it, but you get the answers and know how it works perfectly every time. And so now I'm going to need to start promoting you. I don't think we fully tapped into the wisdom of God, the Spirit of God on the inside of us like we should. One, you know, Jesse Duplantis, he was getting on a plane, and he was up there about to check in and stuff, and on the inside he just knew, don't get on this plane. He's like, but, you know, God, I'm tired, been preaching, I need to get home, you know. Don't get on this plane. And so he's like, you know what, I can't get on this plane. And there was a guy behind him, he's like, well, I'm not superstitious, you know, I'll get on the plane or whatever. So he got on the plane, and the plane took off, and it had some kind of malfunction or something. They had to turn around in the air and come right back down, right? And so I'm just making it short. There's a lot more to the story, but making it real short, right? And so they come back, come in the gate, and then they're like, all right, we can board the plane now. And so that same guy came up to him and said, hey, is this one good? We might look dumb at first. The wisdom of God, stay with that leading on the inside of you. Stay with it. He'll protect you every single day of your life. He will help you make such just very, very important decisions that'll either just propel your business, your home, whatever, further than any kind of business or any kind of schooling could do for you. But I'm not against going to college. Y'all understand that? Be led by the Spirit of God. Everything you do, be led. I knew I did not want to go to college. Knew that 100%. I knew schooling, not for that guy. Nope, not at all. I didn't even like high school, right? I didn't, absolutely not. So be led by the Spirit of God. That's how we need to make our decisions in life, being led by the Spirit of God, not being led by what I think I need to be making, what kind of schooling, this. Be led by the Spirit of God, because He'll help you in your everyday life. We've made decisions so much based on what we want to do, is now we're like, well, you know, I don't know what to do. And so now we're kind of almost shy to ask God because, you know, all these other decisions we made were bad. And so what if he tells me to do something and it's a bad decision too? Right? So now we're basing God's decisions off the decisions we've been making our whole life. Right? So we just say, you know what? God, I'm going to trust you. Because if we walk by faith and not by, then that's exactly what we need to do. Believe that God is a man of his word like he is. He won't lead you to destruction. He will not lead you to defeat. Understand that. He won't. He won't. Look at your neighbor and say, he won't. Amen. Absolutely not. The ideas that God can give you. You know, who was it with the peanut again? George Washington Carver. You know, he was a slave. Did y'all know that? He was a slave. But he didn't allow any of that to affect him, amen. Number one. And so he went in there. He said he shut the door. He locked it, just keeping the world out of his business. He didn't go up to somebody and say, hey, what do you think we can do with a peanut? Did he? Did he seek counsel from anybody else? So why do we a lot of times? Why are we asking people what do they think or these kind of things? Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, if you smile, he'll move on. So George Washington Carver would go in the room and shut the door on the world system.
Amen.
And he said, all right, God. Tell me, show me what I can do with this peanut. And what was it? Like 500 or three, four or 500 different things, maybe three to 500, I forget the number, different things that you can do with a peanut. I only knew one thing, and that was to eat it. That's all I knew to do with a peanut. But the Spirit of God on the inside of him showed him that many different deals. What can the Spirit of God inside of you show you then? What can the Spirit of God inside you show you then?
Amen.
Amen. And that's with anything. That's with business. That's with any kind of decision in life. That's with anything. The Spirit of God is here to help us. Here to lead us from victory to 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 victory. And then to victory, to victory, to victory, to victory, to victory, to victory. Constantly. It's a constant victory parade, like it says over in Corinthians. Amen. A perpetual victory parade. How far did we get last time? Do y'all remember? Yeah, okay. Let me go back to, look at verse 25. Yeah, go to verse 25, though, real fast, please. For the foolish things of God have proven to be wiser than human wisdom, and the feeble things of God have proven to be far more powerful than any human ability. That word right there at ability, if you have this, there's a letter beside it. It's AA if you hit that. It says, although the cross seemed to be foolish, to be the foolishness of God, it reveals his transcendent wisdom. And though God the Son was crucified in weakness, he was risen through the divine power that transforms lives today. Amen. He was risen through the divine power that transforms lives today. Amen. God has no weakness or foolishness whatsoever. Amen. Yet what looks like weakness is actually his strength, and what looks like foolishness is actually his wisdom. And like I said with Brother Jesse Duplantis, you know, whenever he said, you know, I don't want to get on this, people look at him like, there's nothing wrong with the plane. You're acting crazy. And now you're going to have to wait maybe a whole day or 4 to 6 hours. There's nothing wrong with the plane. If there's something wrong with the plane, they do their pre-checks before they fly. If there was something wrong with the plane, they'd have found it. That's human reasoning. Human reasoning. Reasoning why the lead, why I'm going to override the leading on the inside of me. Amen. And so it made him look real foolish at first. But then the ones that thought he was foolish was like, you know a lot more than me. Is this plane good to get on? It's like making decisions with stock markets or buying things or even at work. God could give you an idea to make a job so much easier. Or to be able to save the money, save the business so much money, you know, just a little idea. They'll start looking at you. Yeah. And then promotions will start coming because obviously you know a lot more than what everybody that's went to college for 15 years knows. So there's something about you that's just different. You know stuff. How do you know it? It's the wisdom of God on the inside of me. I'm being led by the Spirit of God. Well, whatever it is, I don't know what this God thing is. That a kind of college that you went to? No, God Himself. Amen. You could be a janitor. You could be a janitor and listen to the Spirit of God on the inside of you and just make a company just tick. A lot of times we try to go back to, well, you know, I don't have any college. We got to stop looking at that, at college as being so smart or being the only opportunity we have. It's the Spirit of God that's on the inside of us. Amen. Are we being led by Him or not, right? And we have to be led by the Spirit of God on the inside of us, right? Amen. 26, it says, brothers and sisters, consider who you were when God called you to salvation. Not many of you were wise scholars by human standards, nor were many of you in positions of power. Not many of you were considered the elite when you answered God's call. I love that how he says that. Not many of you were considered the elite. Verse 26 right now. Not many of you were considered the elite when you answered God's call. He's just letting you know, look, y'all weren't geniuses.
That's right.
But now that the Spirit of God's on the inside of you, you are.
Yes. Amen.
You are.
Yeah.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm sitting by a genius. Amen. You are. You are. The Spirit of God on the inside of you? Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times that just asking the Holy Ghost to help me with things just made it just that much easier on a job, being able to be like, I don't know what to do in this situation. Spirit of God, let me know. Man, that's it right there. Or just tell me, hey, I'd probably go check on that pump real fast. Well, I already did my rounds. I already checked the pumps. And if I reason it out, or if I go, look at that. Or if I get on the computer, look at Skater or something, be like, that's why you said that right there. I can fix this now before we get off work, and then I have to get called back out here.
Yeah.
Amen. The Spirit of God on the inside of us is a genius. If we will allow Him to speak to us, if we'll listen to Him and do what He asks. I'm telling you. There is nothing that we can't do with the Spirit of God on the inside of us. There is absolutely nothing we can't do. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. Amen. We should have. Amen. It's sidetracked. Amen. But God chose whom the world considered foolish to shame those who think they are wise.
Yeah.
Amen. And God chose the puny and powerless to shame the high and mighty.
That's right.
Amen. That word right there, shame, it's got the letter A-B beside it if you hit it. It's the Greek word. Look, I'm going to spell it to you. You can write it down. Go home and practice it. All right? It is K-A-T-A-I-S-C-H-Y-U-N-O with a line over the O. However you say that, okay. It means, so shame there means embarrass, confuse, baffle, or frustrate.
Amen.
Or frustrate. I like that. Frustrate. Because, see, these people that's been to college, we should know this. But the Spirit of God on the inside of you, you can say, no, just tweak this right here and that'll fix it. You don't know. I've been to college for this. Look, I'm telling you. You can work on this for 10 hours or you can just fix this and we can move on. They'll work on it for 10 hours. Then they'll go, well, we've tried everything else. I guess we'll try what you said. And then it works. How do you know? And they'll be so frustrated and mad at you. How do you know that? It's the Spirit of God on the inside of me. The Spirit of God on the inside of me. I've learned how to listen to God. I've learned how to be led by my spirit, man. So now all the decisions and things like that, whenever I come up against something I don't know about, I just look on the inside and say, all right, God, what about this? What do I need to do here? How do I need to fix this? What kind of decision do I need to make here? And he'll let me know every single time. That way I don't have to try to worry about it, say, well, I hope I don't make the wrong decision. I hope I don't tell them the wrong answer.
Amen.
Amen. Go to verse 27, 28. We can read 28 through 31. It's fine. He chose the holy and lowly, the laughable in the world's eyes. The laughable in the world's eyes. Amen. Nobody's. So that he would shame the what?
Somebody.
Yeah, amen. For he chose what is regarded as insignificant in order to supersede what is regarded as prominent. Amen. So that there would be no place for prideful boasting in God's presence. For it is not from man that we draw our life. Amen. Our life, but from God, as we are being joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. And now he is our God-given wisdom, our virtue, our holiness, and our redemption. And this fulfills what is written. If anyone boasts, let him only boast in all that the Lord has done. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn over to 1 John 2, verse 20, please. You can pull it up in the Passion's fine. Excuse me. First John 2:20. I'm gonna read it out of the Passion, the Weymouth, and the Phillips. The Passion says, "But the Holy One has anointed you, and you all know what? The what?
The truth."
Go down to 27, please. But the wonderful anointing you have received from God is so much greater than their deception and now lives in you. There's no need for anyone to keep teaching you. His anointing teaches you all that you need to know, for it will lead you into what? It will lead you into what? It will lead you into what? Not a what? Not a counterfeit. So just as the anointing has taught you, remain in him.
Yes.
Amen. The Philip says, in verse 20, it says, God has given you all a certain amount of spiritual insight. And indeed, I have not written this warning as if I were writing to men who didn't know what error is. I write because your eyes are clear enough to discern a lie when you come across it. Amen. Amen. Spirit of God on the inside of you, right? Yes. And then about verse 27. Yea, I know that the touch of his spirit never leaves you, and you don't really need a human teacher. You know that the spirit teaches you about all things. Amen. Always telling you the truth and never telling you a lie. Always telling you the truth and never telling you a lie. Always telling you the truth and never telling you a lie. Always telling you the truth and never telling you the lie. Well, how do I know if it's me or if it's God? Well, a lot of times, you know, if you want to do something, a lot of times it's you. If you want to do something, a lot of times it's you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. But just practice listening to the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Once again, you know, we said it before. When you got time, we'll say it real fast. Amen. You leave the house and you're like, I should have grabbed that before I left, right? That's the Spirit of God on the inside of you letting you know you need something before you get to where you're going. Although you don't think you do, you need this, so go ahead and grab it before you leave because you'll need it today, right? Just continually learn to listen to the Spirit of God on the inside of you, right?
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's like God leads you, hey, buy them some new shoes or give them $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, why? I don't need to do that. A lot of times that's the Spirit of God on the inside of you letting you know, go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
Amen. Where is we at? What did I read? The Weymouth? Yeah. He will lead you. He'll tell you the truth and not a lie. Amen. He'll tell you the truth and not a lie, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Did I read the Weymouth yet? I don't think I did I? As the verse 20, it says, as for you, you have an anointing from the Holy One and have perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge. Hallelujah. Thank God for that.
Amen.
And as for you, the anointing which you receive from him remains within you. And there is no need for anyone to teach you, but since his anointing gives you instruction in all things, and is true and is not, and is true and is no falsehood.
Amen.
Amen. You are continuing in union with him even as it has taught you to do. Amen. Don't get hung up on verse 27 where it talks about the let no man teach you, right? Because God does tell us that you need a pastor.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Turn over, well, not only that, but he also gave us gifts, right? Turn over to Hebrews real fast just so we can look at that. You know, because you somebody might read that and go, well, see, right there it says, don't let no man teach you. I don't need to go to church no more. Well, now you're just taking stuff out of context, right? Because what does the rest of the Bible say about it?
That's right.
Amen. So turn over to Hebrews for me, please. Hebrews about 10:25. Pull it up in the Passion.
Okay.
Thank you. Amen. Hebrews 10:25. It says, this is not the time. This is not the time. If it wasn't the time then, it's really not the time now. Right? If it wasn't the time then, it's really not the time now. Amen. This is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing. Amen. In fact, we should come together even more frequently.
Yes.
Eager. Oh, God, here we go. I guess we better go to church today. So I suppose you're really going to get something out of the service then. You might as well stay home then. I shouldn't have said that. Amen. But if you're just coming with an attitude, right? Amen. Well, I stayed up too late. Join the crowd. Amen. Well, you're mean. No, I ain't. I think I'm pretty nice, to be honest with you. You can ask me, I'll tell you. I'm real nice. Amen. Amen. We could meddle for a little bit right here. Amen. Amen. Neglect meeting together as some of you formed a habit of doing. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to what? And urge who? You ever notice that? You ever notice that? To urge and encourage who? Man, it's rough. I don't feel like going to church tonight. And so we'll call one of our friends that don't go to church and, talk to them. But yet the Word of God tells us if we'll come to church that, we're to encourage each other, to help uplift each other. And so we might come to church like this, but we leave walking like this. We stay home and call our friends and we continue to walk like this. But the thing is, we've never seen, I think a lot of times people see people playing church. So they're like, well, what can the church do for me? Amen. Not here at Spirit of Life. We encourage each other. We uplift each other. We help each other. Amen. I should have heard a real good amen. Amen. That's what we do here. We're family. And you don't neglect family. You don't just talk about family and you don't put family down. You help family. If somebody's struggling, we help family. We help them. We don't point at them and laugh. We help family. Amen. If you're part of the family of God, you're in the family. We help family. Amen. That's what we do. We have to not forsake the assembly, right? So that right there, that kind of throws out the window about not going to church anymore. Yes. Because if the Word of God says don't forsake the assembly, then we should not forsake the assembly then. That's simple enough. Amen. Well, if you got a problem, you could always talk to God about it. Amen. Amen. And debate with him about it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Over in Ephesians, you don't have to go there. Just write this down. Ephesians 4, you can read 11 through 16. It talks about God gave gifts to the church. Yeah. Amen. And number one, the point of giving the gifts is to equip and build up the church. Yes. To equip and build up. Equip. Equip for what? Well, the ministry, but for everyday life, to help you so that you don't have to go through everything else the world's going through. To equip you to let you know what the Word of God says concerning healing. To equip you to let you know what the Word of God says concerning authority. To what the Word of God says concerning lack and poverty. To what the Word of God says concerning marriage. What the Word of God says concerning, whatever. Equipping you. So that you're not running around here going, well, is this okay? Is that not okay? It's to help you. Amen. That's the reason why we go to school, so that we can learn. They're equipping us, correct? Same thing with church. We're supposed to be a family bringing our supply to the church so that the move of God, we can see the move of God and see the gifts and flowing so that we can go out into the world and start ministering and getting the lost, correct? That's the whole point. He's equipping us here so that we're able to go out, help the lost, but also so that we can live a victorious life. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes, what Steve said. I don't know what he said, but what he said. Amen. Turn over to 2 Samuel, please, 5:19. You can pull up the NIV. Are you needing me, Renee? The more aware of my spirit I am, the more aware I'll be of the Holy Spirit who's leading us through our own spirit. Amen? The more natural and carnal I am, the more we want to be led by the natural. The more natural and carnal I am, the more I'm wanting to be led by the natural. Well, God, if you want me to do this, open this door. Well, God, if you want me to do this, have a cat run in front of me. Well, God, if you want me to buy this car, let them give me a loan. Well, they might give you a loan because you have good credit. Right? You know, when I was in the military, we had to help the new guys coming in, because a lot of times they join, you know, when you're young, 18, 19, never been in life, always been at home. And so the dealerships know that. And they prayed on them. And so we'd have to tell them, look, before you buy a car, at least let us know so we can help you. Because a lot of these guys were buying cars from 19 to 24% interest. And thinking they were getting a deal, right? Why I said that. Oh, talking about being led, yeah. Be led by the Spirit of God. talking about, well, if you want me to get this, allow them to approve my loan. They might approve your loan because you have good credit or because you're going to have 24% interest. Right? They want to make money off of you.
Yes.
Amen. We have to stop trying to hear God through our ears.
Yeah. Right.
We'll ask a question, God, you want me to do this? And then we'll listen.
Come on now.
That's natural.
Yeah. Yep.
Amen. I said that's natural. We have to stop trying to feel God through goosebumps or our feelings. God, if you want me to do this, let me know. And then we might have a chill or something because we got cold and be like, ooh, did you feel that? Look, I'm going to show you. I'm going to talk about myself. All right? Okay. It's funny. So whenever I was younger, I'd pray, you know, and when I'd pray, if I didn't feel like a good warm feeling or something, I didn't think God heard me. But faith, whenever you say amen, faith, once you speak the command of faith, once you pray and you say amen, you release your faith. And so you don't need a feeling. You don't have to have a feeling whenever you say amen. Because if you believe the word of God and that he'll back what he says he'll back, and if you really believe and you release faith for what you're believing God for, it has to happen. And I don't have to wait for a feeling. Right? Amen. We have to stop trying to see something from out here in this natural realm and focus on our spirit. And focus on our spirit, man. Right? We have to stop trying to see things out here. Like, God, if you want me to do something, make that tree move. Well, the wind might start blowing. Or the wind might already be blowing. Right? Don't be so natural out here. Here. This is where we need to look, on the inside of us. The Spirit of God is on the inside of us, right? Amen. We'll stop right here. I had y'all turn over there. We'll get to that next week. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you for the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of each and every one of us, leading us and guiding us, so that we don't have to wander around and try to make decisions on our own that will probably fail. But I thank you, Father God, for the leading of the Spirit of God on the inside of us that'll help us make the correct decisions 100% of the time. It's not a 50-50 deal. It's not a 10-90, a 30-70, whatever. I thank you, Father God, it's 100% of the time. The Spirit of God on the inside of us. And if we do happen to miss something, we need to go back and ask ourselves, where did I miss it? Not where did God miss it. Where did I miss it? Was that me that was just wanting to do that? Or was that actually the Spirit of God telling me to do it? And so we thank you for it, Father God. In advance, we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. Mighty name of Jesus, everybody said.
Amen.
Amen. Don't forget the donation food.